Radio WKLO, dial 1080. I am Carrie DeMotorMouth in for Mitch Michael this afternoon. He'll be back on Monday. And on the phone with me is Wild Willie. Are you there?
Oh, how are you doing, baby?
Now, for those of you in Louisville, Kentucky, you remember Wild Willie. The people in America don't. So tell them who you are and what you did at WKLO.
Well, I was on the staff that you were talking about with Bill Bailey when he was there, and Carl CTW, Carl Truman Wigglesworth, and Mitch Michael. And actually, we had that was in '66 and '67 that I was there.
Okay.
As Wild Willie doing 7 to midnight. And before I went on, we had an Englishman.
A guy with an English accent?
Yeah, he's actually, Mitch Michael was the program director, and Mitch hired this guy, as I understand, he worked at a haberdashery in Louisville. And he never had any radio experience, but he had an English accent, you know.
And this is during the time of Beatlemania.
Yeah, it was very Cockney, you know, Cockney, so to speak. And anyway, he was hired, and he did a show from 6 to 7 o'clock, and played Beatles, and he had little interviews and things, and a lot of English things, and it was pretty cool. Carnaby Street, and it was very, very, very cool. And then I followed him 7 to midnight, and then Joe London did midnight to 6, I believe.
And how did the ratings hold up between the two, WAKY, which we did a couple of weeks ago, and WKLO?
The history was that Wacky was the leading top 40 station in the early days. And that was like, they went on the air, I think, in 59, I believe.
Okay.
And Wacky kicked off with the Purple People Eater, and they played that over and over and over and over and over for a day or two, whatever. And they took the market by storm. KLO did a little top 40, and then they were kind of battling back and forth. And then, as I understand the story, when the Beatles broke, Wacky decided, as I understand, not to play the Beatles.
Why?
Which, well, it was a drastic error, obviously. And about that time, Mitch Michaels, Terrell Matheny, that's his real name, he was brought in to program the radio station, and he kicked ass with it. He turned it on. He put on what you've been playing, which we used to call the STAB, the Sonovox WKLO.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he brought all the ingredients you're running on the radio, on the KLO simulation today. He brought all that, the Derbytown Datebook and the Kentucky and a Countdown. And now, I don't know if he originated this or not. I can't recall because it was going on when I was there. But it was the first time when I joined a radio station that a station had a fabulous, just a fabulous show called Toys for Tots, which of course is now a national campaign with the Marines and everything, but in those days it was kind of new. And what we did with that is if you brought a toy, you got into the show. And we did every year, WKLO did a Toys for Tots show where we gave the show free to the city of Louisville, and all you had to bring us a toy as admission to get in.
And what were some of the accents you would bring for the kids to see?
Well, the year that I was there, 66, 67, we had Brenda Lee, and we had, Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh.
Did they pull up in a hearse?
No, they just said, ow, baby. I'm trying to think who else was on that show, and I can't recall. But it was a great show, and it was an all-day show. It was from like noon to 6.
Wow.
At Freedom Hall, and it was packed. And it was the first time that I ever went on stage, and I looked up the audience, and I forget how many people Freedom Hall holds. It's, you know, it's a big arena. And it was just fabulous. It was a great deal. We had a lot of fun with that.
Well, as Wild Willie, the 7 to midnight star on Radio WKLO, what would be your favorite song that I could put on now and you could jock up just like they did in the day?
We haven't talked about it, so I'm just Let's see, in 66, I missed Wild Thing's a cold start, right?
Wild Thing by the Trogs?
Yeah.
Down. No, we got about a 10, 12-second intro there.
We got 10 or 12 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. You ready to start it? Start it.
All right, hold on. I'm pulling it up.
All right, tell me when you're ready. I'll probably talk over it, but that's all right.
Wild Thing. Okay, you ready?
I'm gonna
play the jingle and then just start the song, so you'll be ready to hear it through the telephone, okay?
And I got about 6 seconds, right?
You got about 6 seconds.
All right, we'll see what we can do here for a stumbling old man.
Okay, here we go.
Louisville's Great Radio.
Yep. You play the jingle? I didn't hear the jingle.
Wild Thing. Come on, Wild Thing. W-K-L-O.
Really missed the punch a second ago, and so we're going to bring it back here and do this one more time. If you know what I'm talking about.
W-K-L-O.
All right, let's do it.
And Wild Thing. Oh, W-K-L-O, the Big 10-8-0, here the Trogs and Wild Thing.
Big Swinger. W-K-L-O here in Louisville.